So on this Labor Day, there are two things I want you to know. Number one, I am going to keep fighting every single day, every single hour, every single minute to turn this economy around and put people back to work and renew the American dream, not just for your family, not just for all our families, but for future generations. That I can guarantee you. Number two, I believe this with every fiber of my being. America cannot have a strong, growing economy without a strong, growing middle class and the chance for everybody, no matter how humble their beginnings, to join that middle class.
And one of the miners of the so-called Little Rock Nine has died. Jefferson Thomas is one of the nine students who integrated Central High School in Little Rock, Arkansas in 1957. He was 15 years old at the time. The students defied segregationist mobs to integrate the all-white school under military protection. They were awarded congressional gold medals in 1999. Jefferson Thomas died of cancer. He was 67 years old.
The flames were just all around the car.
Deputy Jerry Battle arrived first on scene to this car fire near exit 317 on Interstate 75.
Well, first thing I'm thinking is how many people's in the vehicle and if they're injured, deceased, and what I can do to get them out.
You can see Deputy Battle running toward the Buick Regal, the orange flames everywhere, the driver trapped inside.
I just popped my trunk, went and retrieved my fire extinguisher out of the trunk. And attempted to get the flames knocked back.
Two other deputies, Josh Cochran and Chad Phillips, are there within a minute.
I received my fire extinguisher out of the trunk, try to assist Battle in that. At that time, I go around and help Cochran try to get the subject out of the vehicle.
Deputy Cochran is a rookie, and this was one of his first nights on the road.
Pulling up, never thought second night on patrol or even first couple months I'd see something like that.
The flames would get pretty intense. It was high. I can knock them down with a fire extinguisher, and as soon as I get them knocked down, I believe there's some oil or gasoline or something under the hood that kept igniting. And every time it would ignite, it would get flames again.
A passerby helped, but the deputies knocked out a window and saved 56-year-old Dan Gloth from Cartersville.
I went around to the passenger side and busted out the passenger window with my baton, and me and Deputy Phillips pulled the driver out of the car.
Sheriff Mitch Ralston says the video shows the dedication of his men.
They are proud of these three deputies, and we are very lucky that they serve here.
And all three deputies say they never thought twice and are proud of the work they did together.
There's no feeling like saving someone else's life. It's that's a reward itself.